You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. It's the 24th day of March, and we're now joined by Eric Snodgrass at Agrible. What a gorgeous day, Eric. It's warm. Boy, I'd like it to stay that way, but I'm guessing you've got something else in mind for the weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do have something else in mind for you. You know, last week at our phone call, we had kind of advertised the potential for a stormy end of this week and weekend. And basically, we've been watching this this wave, we call them short waves, that come through the jet stream. It kicked off the development of a low-pressure system in Colorado yesterday. And basically, as that system started to move east, it's got some pretty decent strength to it, produced a beautiful dry line. We call this these boundaries between really humid air and really dry air, dry lines. And that kicked off a pretty good severe weather event yesterday, over 100 reports of both hail and wind. Thankfully, no tornadoes as of yet. But all this warmth that we're enjoying today is complement to that low pressure system. And since we're to the east of it, we're enjoying some pretty strong southerly winds, and they're going to get strong at times today. But the good news is most of the severe weather that I'm concerned about is going to be concentrated to the south of the main part of the Corn Belt. So be thinking Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and eastern Texas for tonight. And basically, showers and storms for the northern parts, you know, north of what I just mentioned here, are moving across the Mississippi River late tonight. And the bad news is this system starts to really slow down once it gets into Illinois. And what that means is a lot of on and off chances on Saturday and Sunday for rain and potentially even some thunderstorm activity here in central Illinois, parts of Iowa, parts of Indiana, as that system moves off toward the Great Lakes. I'm not seeing any major severe weather threat, you know, for this part of the country right now. But the good news is that this is going to be bringing in some rain. And this is the reason why. You know, the most recent drought update came out and showed that while there was a little bit of change across parts of the Wheat Belt, across parts of Missouri, parts of Oklahoma, where they were getting a little bit drier, not too much, but a little bit, this system that's coming through is really going to dump quite a bit of rain across those areas and then across us in Illinois. And it is just the first in several that are kind of lined up over the next 10 days that are going to come through. In fact, by the time we talk again next Friday, we may have had three systems, including this one, that have come through the central part of the United States. In fact, when I looked at the the total accumulation of rainfall for the next 10 days, I'm seeing a big chunk of the Corn Belt getting between 1 and 2 inches of rain, and also a big chunk of the Wheat Belt getting quite a bit of precipitation. So this is significant. We got a very active jet stream right now, bringing quite a bit of rain, and I think all but maybe the northern parts of the growing regions here. So think the Dakotas, Minnesota, are going to see pretty decent rains coming up. And you know, it's important because we do have some preseason drought. We've talked about it a lot on the air here, and these systems, as they come through in March and April, have the ability to knock that drought out. So I'm very, very happy to see, you know, this active jet stream. But like you said, I had plans this morning. I was going to go out and wash the car before I headed into work, you know, early. I'm like, forget it. It's going to rain on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be all for naught. So yeah, it's active right now.
So this active jet stream, does that mean we're going to get cold air? Because you talk about wet, and sometimes those two things go together in the springtime.
Yeah, no, great question. The thing is it's moving so quickly and has so many frequent passages of troughs that, one comes through, brings in the precipitation, but doesn't really do a whole lot to knock our temperatures way back down. You know, we've had a pretty cool start to March, pretty cool first 3 weeks. But right now, you know, we're transitioning into April. We got high sun angles. It's hard to really knock us off really cold again. So these are going to be quick hits. They're going to come through, they bring in the rain. It's going to be cool, but it's not going to stay sustained cold again, I don't think. In fact, when I look at over the next few weeks, I see us having a better chance of staying in the warmer weather than the cooler than average weather. So no long-lasting, hard-hitting cold air, at least I see coming up. And that kind of bodes well for the start of the 2016 growing season. And I'll say this, my forecast for, you know, a slightly warmer than average spring for most of the Corn Belt certainly is holding on here as we get into to the end of March. So, yeah, maybe wet, but I'm not seeing any massive cool downs coming up in the near term.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.